Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In Parshas Yisro, when Bnei Yisrael approach Har Sinai, the Torah says in Sefer Shmos, Perek Yutes, Pasuk Beis, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Hahar, Bnei Yisrael encamp at the bottom of the mountain. And Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says something that many people are familiar with. He says that the fact that hundreds of thousands of people encamped around Har Sinai, yet the Torah uses the singular Vayichan Sham Yisrael and not Vayachanu Sham Yisrael. And Rashi says, Ki'ish Echad Belev Echad, they encamped with incredible unity as one unit, Vayichan Sham Yisrael, using the singular. The prerequisite to Matan Torah is Achdus, unity, togetherness. We could not accept the Torah then, nor can we accept it today, without Vayichan, without unity. It's a beautiful idea. However, a question must be asked on this Rashi. In Parshas Bishalach, when the Egyptians were approaching Bnei Yisrael on the banks of the Yamsuf, before the Yamsuf was split, the Torah uses the singular when referring to the Egyptians. The Torah says in Sefer Shmos, Perek Yadalid Pasuk Yud, Vihine Mitzrayim Noseya Achareihem. Mitzrayim was traveling, was chasing them. The Torah doesn't say Vihine Mitzrayim Nosim Acharehem, but Vihine Mitzrayim Noseya Acharehem. And Rashi says the same thing as he says in Parshas Yisro. Rashi says the Egyptians were unified. Belev Echad Ki'ish Echad. And we have to ask a couple of questions. So first of all, is there anything unique about Bnei Yisrael's unity before Matan Torah? Or maybe we can put the question another way. Is the unity of the Egyptians identical to the unity of Bnei Yisrael? And a second question we have to ask is as follows. Rashi's language in both examples is not identical. In Parshas Yisro, in describing Bnei Yisrael's unity, Rashi says they were ki'ish echad, belev echad, with ki'ish echad first, and then belev echad, ki'ish echad, belev echad. But with regarding the Egyptian unity, Rashi says belev echad, ki'ish echad. So, is there a difference between ki'ish echad, belev echad, regarding the Jews, and belev echad, ki'ish echad, regarding the Egyptians? There is a set of Svarim on the Chumash called Otsar Ephraim, written by Rev. Ephraim Fischel Stein. He was a Rav and Vizhnitzer Chassid who died in 1994. And the Otsar Ephraim asks these questions and offers a most beautiful explanation in the name of Rav Avraham Borenstein, the second Sochashava Rebbe, who died in 1910. He is the author of the Avnei Nezer, and he's the father of the Shemi Shmuel. So again, the questions are what's unique about Bnei Yisrael's unity before Matan Torah, and why does Rashi describe Bnei Yisrael's unity as Ki'ish Echad Belev Echad, but he describes the Egyptians' unity as Belev Echad Ki'ish Echad. Says the Sochashava Rebbe again, as quoted by the Otsar Ephraim. When Rashi says Ki'ish Echad, he refers to the unity of the people. And when Rashi says Belev Echad, he's referring to the shared purpose, acting together. Bnei Yisrael's unity is internal, it's at the core. We're all one. To use the language of the Otsar Ephraim, we are all nefashos shenechtzevu mimakor echad. We're all souls chiseled from the same source. Of course we have differences of opinion. We even get into fights, God forbid, sometimes. And in those cases, we do not work together, God forbid. But at our core, we are all one unit, one entity. At Har Sinai, our unity was a prerequisite to our receiving the Torah. It's the source of our ultimate togetherness. And when we realize that, we also act upon that unity. We act as one, with a one unified purpose. At Har Sinai, we were ki'ish echad. We were one entity, and we therefore had one shared purpose, belev echad. But it was the ki'ish echad, it was the fundamental togetherness that came first, and that's what Rashi says. Ki'ish echad, belev echad. We were unified at the very heart of our being, ki'ish echad, and therefore we operated together, belev echad. the Egyptians are different. Yes, they were unified when they were chasing after the Jewish people, but they were not unified at their core. They were indeed unified in their purpose to destroy the Jews, but they were not unified in their essence at their core. They were together for pragmatic purposes, but not at their core. They were first b'lev echad. They were of one heart. Let's get the Jews back to Egypt. It was that purpose that led to their operating together. They were indeed unified, ki'ish echad, but only because their collective purpose was aligned, b'lev echad. And that's what Rashi is referring to when he described the Egyptians, b'lev echad, ki'ish echad. They operated together, b'lev echad, with one purpose, and therefore they were externally or superficially unified, ki'ish echad. It's in the most incredible and fundamental lesson for us to learn. When we look back at Matan Torah, and when we reflect on our own Matan Torah every single day, we must appreciate that we're all chiseled from the same source. That Jew who doesn't look like me, act like me, dress like me, he's still a part of me. We're not like the Egyptians who are just conveniently working together. No. For them, the minute the purpose is removed, the unity is removed. But for Bnei Yisrael, we're always together. We may not always operate in the same direction, but we must realize and we must always strive to be ki'ish echad, b'lev echad. Have a good Yontif, everyone.